Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. He knew there was opportunity for the Wolf County Farmers Market in potential customer volume alone.
There's 10,000 vehicles that pass by our farmers market every day on Highway 15, and it's just a prime location, and it's in between a couple of the major businesses in town, and we're not a very big community, but the farmers market is kind of centrally located in everything.
However, says local extension agent Daniel Wilson, typically they might have three or four vendors in the open air out in the elements. Local extension leadership thought that could be improved.
We wrote a grant. Myself and Pam Pilgrim, who's on our Extension District Board here, wrote a grant for $6,700 from the Brushy Fork Institute in Berea, and they funded that, and we got the labor donated from the County Judge Executive, Dennis Brooks, here in the community in Wolf County, and we built the facility for $6,700. And it has bumped our numbers of growers up from about 7 or 8 that are selling there to we're almost at 40 now. And that's just in a matter of about 4 or 5 months.
The new shelter was built with slots for about 10 vendors.
When we built it, we thought we were building too big a one. And now that we've got it going and it's gotten so popular this year, we're actually looking at this winter, we're writing another grant or getting some more other source of funding and actually expanding it and making it maybe 15 or 20 car bays where people can sell 15 to 20 at a time.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
Back with Wolf County Extension Agent Daniel Wilson, he recalls one comment reacting to planning for the farmers market expansion, like selling ice to Eskimos, indicating that in rural regions, most folks have their own gardens. He noted another trend.
As the older generation has gotten older, they've quit growing the gardens, and then the younger generation doesn't seem to have as much interest, and so that's really driving people, pushing people towards the farmers market, and plus the Kentucky Proud program and promoting fresh vegetables and promoting buying local has really helped our market as well, because our market is Kentucky Proud certified, and people like to see that logo, and it's on our sign, and they feel good about coming and buying from the market.
And he feels local diets are healthier, and so is the farmers market's bottom line.
Statistically, in the past, we've won somewhere between $10,000 and $20,000 for cash receipts that's coming to the farmers market. But this year, we're just projecting so far, it's probably going to be somewhere between $35,000 and $45,000 range.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.